Hi, I'm David Boyer, and I want to let you know we're in our March membership campaign. We are listener-supported radio, and twice a year, we ask for your help. I invite you to contribute right now to support local independent journalism. Go to kalw.org and click donate. Thanks.
KALW.
The Bay Area woke up today sheltering in place after an order in effect since midnight. Millions are staying at home. Only essential services are available. Here with the latest is KALW's Deputy News Director, Angela Johnston.
Last night, Governor Gavin Newsom gave a speech on Facebook Live.
Good to be with you, at least all virtually, this evening.
It's where a lot of people are communicating these days. He told Californians he would be extending our restrictions here in the Bay Area to the entire state.
We are directing those gyms and health clubs to close down for the moment, as well as those movie theaters, and then strengthening our focus on restaurants to align with the Bay Area, align with those larger counties, and asking our restaurants to close down for the moment, provide takeout if they wish.
It's unclear if the governor's new guidelines will be enforced. In his speech, he also said he's working with the California Public Utilities Commission to make sure that people who can't pay their utility bills won't be cut off. He also spoke to the testing shortage.
Another area of concern, consistent concern, is in the testing space. We have increased by a few hundred the number of tests that we provided just in the last 24 hours in our public labs. Those are the 19 labs that currently are testing, but that clearly is not enough. And so,
as of today, the California Department of Public Health is reporting 472 confirmed coronavirus cases in the state. Here in the Bay Area, some facilities are ramping up testing, but most sites require a doctor's note. We'll post a link on our website with that information. Today, Napa and Sonoma counties join most other Bay Area counties with shelter-in-place orders. That means all non-essential businesses should be closed. In Fremont, Tesla's decided not to shut down, despite the orders. Auto manufacturers aren't considered an essential service, but the San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that a plant manager told employees they should still come to work. Over 10,000 employees travel to and from the plant. There's some debate about whether marijuana dispensaries are considered an essential service. And yesterday, I heard there were very long lines at many of them. But today, in San Francisco, they're closed. In San Jose, however, the city just ruled that dispensaries could stay open, as long as they enforce social distancing rules. That means 6 feet between each person. The shutdown order includes places like gyms, retail shops, except hardware stores, and bars. Bars and restaurants and their workers are already feeling severe economic impacts. Calvin Louie is an accountant who works with a lot of businesses in San Francisco's Chinatown.
I think it's impacted Chinatown tremendously. People don't realize a lot of these restaurants, they bought a lot of food that could last for 2-3 weeks. But now with this closure, a lot of this food has to be thrown away.
I've seen numerous restaurant owners post big signs in their windows saying that they're still open for takeout and delivery. And I've heard other community members encourage each other to buy gift cards and online merchandise for shops, bars, and restaurants that have to close. The San Francisco Chronicle's food critic Soleil Ho is starting a thread on Instagram where restaurant workers and owners can share info about who is open and who is giving out food to those in need. Che Fico on Divisadero says they're giving out free dinners for families in need every night. Azalina's, a Malaysian restaurant on Market Street, is also providing free meals to those in need and free freezer space for other restaurant folks. They say they're in full swing cooking up meals from all the inventory they can't use and donating it to whoever needs it. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Angela. Angela Johnston is KALW's Deputy News Director. And our news team is providing updates at our website, kalw.org. Tell us what you want to know. Call our newsroom at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Or send your questions to news@kalw.org.